Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. Rich pause for critical points. 7:46 a.m. Eastern Time, July 6th. Okay, the model has called a level 3 top in place. Level 3 are the larger trends during a month. Normally the longest, but sometimes they're as little as 2 days. Sometimes they could be over 2 weeks. It's basically a once a month buy and sell signal, but sometimes you get two of one and one of the other. But that's the general idea. It's time for them to back off. For the moment, it looks like it's nothing more than profit-taking. We're really not finding where they were nervous over the recent bearish news. They didn't even pay any attention to the PMIs suggesting the economy's not doing that well. And I think they understand the PMIs, for some strange reason, are still not tracking with the GDP the way it used to. And we've gone on for a year now of that. And they're just discounting it, throwing it out. And as I show you in the weekly update, which we are processing right now, yes, it's 46, 48 minutes, but I think I do a pretty good, worthy job. It's worth at least scanning through the thing. We see when we're seeing a surge of good news and less bad news, and same for data and reporting. And I show you some charts of this, and there's greater discussion of this. So we think there's really no news fundamental reason to pull this market down. So we think it's a money game, a technical game, just something to do. But we think we've hit a lull here when they're not ready to buy that next round and they're waiting. And that's letting just a few sellers, and all you need is just a few more sellers and buyers, and you can bring the market down, all right? And we also think that maybe even the fundamental crowd is joining the technical crowd where they don't like the gap higher that was created June 30th. They just don't like it. And they think the market's got to go down and fill that gap. It's even making buyers who want to buy for weeks, buy for the rest of this year even, it's making them nervous that maybe they could buy a dip at that level. And it's making them nervous if they buy more now and ride it out to that gap filling, they won't like it. So there is a chance now into next week, the market is going down to 44.22 on down to perhaps 43.98 and maybe even a little bit lower. And so that's how much downside we're dialing in possibly. But we're also wondering is by next week, if they really haven't pulled it down that low, they may give up on that idea and put it up. And we also want to watch out that if they take out the high of the year at 44.58 for the cash S&P 500, that may be a sign they're not interested in trading for that gap, or there's going to be a bigger move later in the year to pull it down to that gap. In other words, taking out the high of the year now and the end of next week may be a bullish sign, maybe a very bullish sign. So watch out for that. So as a level three, if I was trading level threes, I'm concerned it's just not really worth trading to downside right now. I would kind of filter it out. But you may have other information you're looking at, and maybe you also feel like, boy, it is going to fill that gap, and that's enough for a trade. Fine, go for it, because we've got to be bearish into next week. But we're looking over our shoulders saying it really doesn't have to work that well this time around. So we want to be cautious here, becoming overly bearish off of this level three. Now, as we zoom out for level three, and keep in mind, it's the biggest move during a month, monthly buy-sell signal. As we move over to with the use of the weekly chart and look at some of these bigger moves, what the model's saying is it is possible that the market topped last week or tops this week for level three, but also level two, level one trends. Now we're talking something more important. Level two occurs 4 to 6 times a year. Half of those are also going to be level ones, okay? Level ones are the most important trend. Level twos last a couple of weeks to maybe 7 weeks. We kind of call it a quarterly move of supply and demand and how business is done. Level ones might act just like a level two. But level ones can last 4, 5, 6, 7 months. And level ones can have more upside downside potential than level twos. And then sometimes they'll act like a level two. Level ones are the more dominant, more important trend during a year. But sometimes they bow out a little bit. And you might see a certain period of a certain year, level two was more important. Well, at this moment, both are on the same page. The level two already sold back during the U.S. default worries, and then they woke up and made a mistake, which is why the market moved so fast on us. They had to get caught up. The level one trader paid no attention to that default, was already long-term bullish as well, and they stuck with it, and they helped support the market, and they continue to help support it now. But at some point, we're going to level level one top, and maybe it occurs now, and it goes down into late July, and maybe even stays down a little longer than that. But what we're thinking is this top is a bit strange. It's like they really didn't get the negative news to sell on. When they got negative news, they didn't even sell at the same time. It's like they really didn't want to sell, but they're going to sell now. And we think it's just a lull. It's just a backing off. We're not seeing the information that would tell us time a top. So I guess we're going to have to miss it. If it's down bad next week, well, we missed it. All right. But we're thinking very little downside in next week, up yet again, and it's going to be a new high for the year by mid-July, late July, maybe even sooner. And then that's where we want to try to be timers, be more aggressive, calling level two, level one tops, because the market could be down into a bottom in early August. It could even bottom late July, but ideally early August. But even then, we don't think it's going to come down as much as history would suggest. We're just that bullish. We think it's going to be higher again by late August, September down, September, October higher, November, December. That's our schematic or scenario here, our script. And it's going to be higher next year as well. So we're feeling quite bullish here, quite comfortable with this. But do keep in mind the cash market may run into a problem about 44.70s, okay, if it bounces here in just the next few days. It may have a problem. It's got to go down to 44.22, down to just a little below 4,400 maybe, but doubt it, but it could. It can do some stalling out. It can do some crazy things all the way into August even. But ultimately, we think this market's going to 45.50 by late August, early September. Ideally, it may be there this month. It could be that strong of a move. And we show you our fundamental valuation and the reasoning why we think the fundamental valuation may move up faster in July. And if the stock market picks up on that, it will keep a premium to that, which means higher still and maybe at a faster pace even. This market may be ready for a serious jump. Now, it's also possible the market will not rally as fast as the fundamental valuation and may even hold back a bit on us here. And then later it rallies as it wakes up that it missed an opportunity there, okay? I go into explaining what's going on with inflation and future reports, Fed Reserve, interest rates, the gold, all of those. Any rate, that's what we're doing for the weekly update. But as far as what we're looking at right here, right now, we've got to try to give this market a chance to go higher this month and then set back. But I got to warn you, something might go wrong. It might be topping now, and it's got to set back into late July. We prefer up into mid-July, set back for late July to maybe early August, then up. Just a little later pattern and extending the upside. Past results not necessarily indicative of future results. Yes, it bothers me interest rates have rallied as well as they have, but it's not causing a problem for the stock market model yet. And we think the interest rates will cool off here eventually, not by sizable amount, but we think the stock market is getting comfortable with the idea that interest rates are probably going to have to stay firm for quite some time until the Fed Reserve finally gives in. And the Fed Reserve minutes came out yesterday, and it did say they're probably going to raise rates again. It's probably going to be a long time before they lower them, but they also stated they're interested in less raising, being less of whatever they got to do. They're still kind of leaning towards wrapping up their war on inflation. They just want to be very slow at it. And I explain the characteristics of the Fed in the weekly update. Have a great day today. Don't be surprised the market's down today. Don't be surprised we may have to go down, fill that gap going into next week. Don't be surprised it's down in next week. But as I look inside, even that swing down in the next week, it's possible stock market will be up by tomorrow or for tomorrow or by tomorrow, something like that. Thank you.